بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the quality of nasihat, altruism, where a person has the best interests of the next person at heart. In today's hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about the different branches of iman. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. That iman has more than 70 branches. In other words, more than 70 different actions, different deeds that a person can engage in order to acquire rewards, thawab in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Of course, the best, the most sublime of all of these branches or actions is the kalima la ilaha illallah, that a person reads it, learns it, believes in it, teaches it, lives his life by its dictates. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The lowest branch, in other words, one of those branches which is the easiest to reach, is for a person to remove a harmful object from the pathway. So from this hadith we understand that this aspect of nasihat, of altruism, of well-wishing, is not just restricted to doing something for somebody or giving something to someone, but rather that we become a means of harm or difficulty being repelled and kept away from somebody. This also is rewarding. That a person becomes a means of saving others from harm, from taklif, from difficulty. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains also that not only is this from the branches of iman, and not only is this a very rewardable action, but sometimes an action like this, protecting, saving someone from harm, can become a means of a person's complete and total salvation in the akhirah. He mentions that there was a person amongst the nations of the past who had very few, if any, good deeds at all. When it came to optional actions of ibadat, optional salah, zakat, charity, whatever it may have been, then he didn't engage in much optional actions of acts of ibadat. But on one occasion he was walking on the pathway and he sees a branch which has thorns on it, and this thought comes into his mind that after I pass by, others will come on this road and perhaps they won't notice this branch, they may become hurt or injured by means of it. So with this in mind, he takes that branch and he removes it. He moves it away from the pathway. And because of this action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it to this extent that Allah makes his complete maghfirat, Allah forgives him, and this becomes a means of this person entering into Jannah. Likewise, a similar incident, Nabi alayhi salam mentions that a person sees a tree growing in the middle of the pathway. And at his own expense, he takes time out, he uses his own wealth, his own equipment, he removes that tree with the sole intention and purpose of protecting others from harm, of making things easier for others. Again, Allah loves this action to this extent that Allah uses this to completely forgive this person and enter him into Jannah. So this is something we have to bear in mind, that we must not become a means of hardship, of taklif, of harm coming to anyone. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi would explain that the entire goal and objective of a person making one's islah, reforming himself, when we speak about tazkiyah, self-reformation, is that a person must reach a point where kisi ko taklif nahi dena. That I don't give taklif to any person, whether it be my wife, my children, my fellow musallis, my neighbors, whoever it may be. But a person reaches this point where he doesn't give taklif to anybody, that is the pinnacle of his reformation. Allah make us maaf, but sometimes we don't realize. It's not intentional also, insan is insan. But a person has to make an active intention. That when I set off in the morning, I must not become a means of taklif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to what extent? That when he would enter the home, Aisha radiallahu anha says, that if it was a time where people may have been asleep, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make salam in that tone that those who were awake would hear the salam, but those who were asleep would not be disturbed. So to this extent he went, to ensure that nobody is given taklif, nobody is harmed by me. So this is something we have to make an intention, and or rather an active intention, an active effort to prevent this from happening. So this is one aspect. Together with this, today is the day of Jumu'ah. We heard last week a few sunnah practices of the day of Jumu'ah. One action that is greatly loved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the week, but most on the day of Jumu'ah, is that of Durood Sharif. Ulama explain that this is one of those actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do, and Allah himself engages in it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah and the malaika, the angels, also send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not just something for us to restrict to our status messages. that we will post some ayat of Durood Sharif or some pictures of Madina Munawwara that is there, but that we take time out to do it ourselves, to read Durood Sharif, send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here ulama explain, even if a person doesn't take time out specifically, but while we are going through our normal daily tasks, we're driving, we're walking, we're doing some work, a person has a tasbih in his hand, or even if he doesn't have a tasbih, and he recites Durood Sharif, he will find the benefit. Somebody has a headache, and mistakenly, or absent-mindedly, he takes a tablet. So even though he didn't make the active intention to take it, it will still have benefit. The tablet will still have an effect. In the same way, of course, the ideal is that we take time out, we sit, we read Durood Sharif with concentration, with love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But if we can't do this, then at least while we are doing our daily tasks, our normal routine, we recite Durood Sharif, the benefit we will still attain, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.